Good morning, coaches. Welcome to the National Wake Up Call. Today is Monday, October 6th. Here's your host, Senior Vice President of Global Sales, Jeff Hill.
Sandy, are you as excited as I am about this call today?
I am.
Good. For the coaches that are joining us this morning, we always have a little bit of a pre-call to make sure that everything's working right. And Sandy was telling us how excited she is about this call being hot. So as everybody knows, we have superstar Diamond 2 coach on the call today, Janelle Summers, and she will rock it. She is always immaculate, prepared, and always has great, great insights. So we're excited about that. But before we get to Janelle, coaches, there are three things that you need to know. Of course, Sandy just asked the question, what are the two challenge packs that are available to you this month? Of course, the first is the P90 Challenge Pack promotion, normally $180, now for $160, with $5 for every challenge pack sold that's donated to the Wounded Warriors Foundation. So that's a pretty cool deal as well. But coaches, let me just say this. This P90 is a pretty incredible program. We've kind of called it the on-ramp to fitness, but that's even a misnomer, honestly, in my book, because I was just looking at it this morning. I came over and worked out, and I was thumbing through what the workouts are, and you will get absolutely fit with this program. And there is someone in your Rolodex, someone in your network, someone in your neighborhood that needs this program. And as you're gunning in the Fall Classic to earn Success Club points, as you're looking as to how you grow your business, there is a group of people who need this program, who you know. So if you're looking at this and saying, you know what, I'm only the extreme type of a person, I'm only this kind of person that would only do this, you're being a little bit short-sighted, because this is something that can be a game changer that opens the doors to a lot of people that can change their lives, that can be extremely helpful in you growing your business. So my challenge to you, and it's been Carl's challenge to each one of us, is to just help one. Find one person who needs this. And I think what will happen if you find that one, all of a sudden your eyes and mind will be open, that it will multiply exponentially beyond just one to multiple people who you realize can benefit from this phenomenal program that can be a game changer. So take advantage of the P90 Challenge Pack promotion. But wait, there's more. Of course, we have the Ultimate Reset that's available this month for $275, normally $305. So there's a great discount there. And that as well is the game changer. When people want to reset their lives in a lot of ways, this is a program that is dialed in, that is a great program. So the Ultimate Reset Challenge Pack as well. I just talked about the Fall Classic. Coaches, we ended up with some 11,700 coaches, over 11,700 teams, over 23,000 coaches that are participating in the Fall Classic. And let me just tell you this. There is what I guess maybe you could call Command Central, which is called on Facebook the Beachbody Champions page. All you need to do is request to be part of that. We'll get you onto that page as a member. That is where all of the information is that you need to know. Every day there's new information posted. There's the goal guides. There's tips. There's videos. It's being refreshed every day. So if you want the daily dose of motivation, of inspiration, of instruction and insight, you need to be a member of the Beachbody Champions page, because that's really where you're going to get a lot of great insights from some of our very best coaches in the entire network. So make sure you're there, because the goal guides, everything is there. This is a turnkey program that can be, I keep talking about being game-changing. It is a game, but it can be game-changing if you jump in. And all the information that you need is right there. So take advantage of that. The third piece you need to know is the Insanity Max 30 Email Collector is up and running. Of course, we launched that at Leadership. It was shared on the Super Saturday. It will be launching officially in December, but we start to collect emails for that, and that starts to drive your business and lay the foundation for the fall and for December and for the beginning of the year. And for the top 10 coaches who send the most folks to the email collector, they'll win an awesome Retro Insanity Max 30 hoodie. The FAQ for this is just FAQ 147 on your coach online office in the back office. But if you go to www.max30tbb.com, I'm not even going to finish the rest of it. Just go to Max 147 because you're going, I can't remember all that, Jeff. I can barely read it. So if I can't barely read it, then you can barely remember it. But FAQ 147, email collector is live. So those are the three things you need to know. The challenge packs that are available with the P90, the Ultimate Reset. Number two is the Beachbody Champion page, and of course, email collector for Insanity Max 30. The other thing you need to know now is who has moved their business forward this last week, and to do, share who that has been, I'm going to turn the time over to Mr. Darren Ashby. So take it away, Darren.
Thank you, Jeff, and good morning to you. And good morning, coaches. It's great to be with you this morning, and I'm excited to announce our newest Diamond Coaches. By the way, we have 64 new Diamond Coaches this week. So here we go, starting with Dorothy Aiken, Lois Allen, Heather Allen, Lindsay Anderson, Claudia Arcus, Mallory Armstrong, Dennis Bargeron, Rob Bicknell, Justin Binns, Michael Borowski, Teresa Browser, W. Boyden, Hannah Burkhauser, Zach Karakostantakis, Miranda Cassell. From Canada, Glenn Caldwell, Rachel Corbin. Also from Canada, Paula Croft and Michelle Dallier, Jennifer Desinger, Aubrey Delas Reyes, Stephanie Dima, Andrea Diaz, Jalissa Fernandez, Tierney Fickler, Christina Figueres, Kristen Flynn, Cosette Folsom, Crystal Goliday, Susan Haynes, Tammy Houston, Jessica Jenkins, Sydney Kittleson, Katie Kramer, Lindsay Cooperman Shade, Melissa Lehman, Sarah Littrell, Susan Lopiccolo, Lauren McKay from Canada, Sean Millar, also Sheena Miller, James Murphy from Canada, Michelle File, Frank Pucher, Angela Chiarda from Canada, Bev Rogers, Avery Romaine, Larissa Setembro, Tori Shannon from Canada, Amelie St. Ange, Sanine Strom from Canada, Tanis Tamur, Allison Van Arsdell, Joanne Van Nordstrand, Michael Watson, Angela White, Tara Wyman, Brittany Yont, and Tricia Zelnak. All right, now for the new Star Diamonds this week. We have Andrea Bansal, Nicole Boyle, Bree Copeland, Jenny Matheson, Jen Melberg, Tara Solmes, and Chrissy Wheel. New 2-star diamonds this week. Congratulations to Vanessa Fasindola, Angelica Last, and two from Canada, Ryan Lunig and Morgan Reiger. New 3-star diamonds this week, Tara Balick, Janet Tripp, and in a secondary CBC, congratulations to David Ward. New 4-star diamonds, we have David Atkins, Liz Patton, and Jason Roberts. New 5-stars, congratulations, Julie Henderson and Rhonda Layton. New 6-star diamonds this week, Kim Lima, and in a secondary CBC, Melanie Mitro, and also Christy Moore. And our newest 8-star diamond, congratulations to Greg Armfield. All right, now for the Daily Beachbody Challenge winners for September 29th through October 5th. Each of these coaches won, you know it, $500. Congratulations to Barbara Robertson, Galen Soon, Shalise Cruzan, David Adams, Aaron Egbert, Joshua Wood, and Stephanie Gossett. Top challenge pack sales for the week, we have Aaron Fitcher, Brittany Powers, Amy Selling, Lori Stewart, and Melanie Mitro. Top recruiters, Rachel Renner, Melanie Mitro, Alyssa Shoemaker, Lori Stewart, Katiria Torres, Catherine Reuter, Ashley DeMoss, and Carly Del Carlo. And finally, our top Success Club point earners for the week. Congratulations to Aaron Pitcher, Brittany Powers, Amy Selling, Lori Stewart, and Carly Del Carlo. All right, guys, that's it for me today. Keep up the great work, and we will look for your name here on the call next week. Until then, congratulations to all the achievers today, and don't ever forget to make it a fantastic week. Jeff, take it away.
Darren, I don't know how I could ever forget to make it a fantastic week. I'm glad for the reminder every week. So, but more importantly than that, coaches, congratulations on moving your business forward. You know, coaches, as you listen to those names, it's always interesting. You'll see this strand, this stream of familiar names that are continuing to advance their business, and usually Success Club in recruiting. And you'll see those are the people that are advancing their business forward. So it's been said, success leaves clues. just listening to some of those names, if you were to follow some of those coaches, you'd see that they're doing some great things. But talk about success leaving clues. We have a coach on today that she has enjoyed, not enjoyed, I mean, she's created tremendous success in her business because she has taken her talent that she has and she has developed that into skill sets. And those skill sets have resulted in results. And there are some great clues that she is going to share with you today. So if you don't have your iPad out, your pad or notebook of whatever nature, a pen and paper, to just be jotting furiously, I'd suggest right now you grab that. This coach, Janelle, she's from Toledo, Ohio. She is a superstar Diamond 2 coach. She may very well be the first superstar Diamond 3 coach. I know that's well within her sights on the radar screen. She was a 2013 10 coach, or excuse me, she was an elite 10 coach. Let me rephrase this, an elite 10 coach in 2011, 2012, 2013. Right now, she's ranked in the top 10, so it could be a fourth consecutive year. That's pretty outstanding. She's sponsored 57 lifetime Diamond coaches. She was a CAB member, a member of the Coach Advisory Board in 2011 and 2012, well respected. In 2013, she ranked in the top five recruiter and also ranked in the top five team rank advancement for Team Beachbody. This year, she's been ranked in the top five recruiter every single month so far during 2014. And all this from a coach who has one of the largest organizations in the business. Would be very easy for her to sit back and say, hey, it's time to relax. She continues to rank in the top of everything. She has great insights to this business. I like to refer to her just as this quiet storm because she just remains quiet, but boy, is she ever powerful. We're absolutely thrilled to have on the phone with us today a superstar Diamond 2 coach from Toledo, Ohio, Janelle Summers. Janelle, are you there with us after that intro?
I am, Jeff. Thank you. Wow, that was amazing. It is seriously such an honor and a pleasure to be on the call today.
Hey, can I just say one other thing? That's probably maybe your most important, just characteristic. This woman loves shoes. There, that's it. She loves shoes. So that ought to just create a relatability with like about 98% of our coaches right there. So
I do. I do love shoes. It's true.
Yeah. Well, just go ahead. Jump in, Janelle.
Sure, no problem. Well, you know, we have a big topic today. It's how to invite, and I can't wait to dive into that because that is seriously one of the most difficult, scary things we do in the business. I really think it is. But I have to take you all back to when I first started as a coach because I think it's just important to know that, you know, I didn't just this wasn't handed to me by any means. I started where most of you are starting. Before I joined the business, Shalene was the one that told me that Beachbody was doing this business opportunity, and they had already been doing it for about a year and a half, and so there were already coaches who were very successful and recruiting, you know, a bunch of coaches in 1 week and in 1 month and, you know, being able to retire from their full-time jobs, and all of that was already going on when I heard about the business opportunity. And when Shalene told me about it initially, I was very skeptical. And I think that you have to realize that, you know, here I was very skeptical, and yet I already believed in Beachbody. I had already appeared in one of the Turbo Jam videos. Shalene obviously had partnered with Beachbody. I loved what Beachbody stood for, and I obviously trusted my sister, the person who was telling me I should do it. And here I was still skeptical and scared and kind of putting my hands up going, no, that's not for me. So what I want you to understand is that a lot of people that you're talking to have that same initial reaction, and that it's just a matter of breaking down some walls and educating them and building the relationship over time, because we're always fearful of what we don't know. We're always fearful of the unknown and unknown territory. But once I understood it well enough where I was like, yes, I love what this is about. It's not about sales. It's not about my ability to make a bunch of sales or do this or do that. It's about me being the best me, but helping other people on their journey. And that's something I love. I love what this is about. So it was a matter of me understanding And then once I understood it, I was all in. But I still had to learn a lot of different skills. I did not know how to use social media. I did not have any type of social media following. In fact, I'm not even sure if I was on Facebook yet. I didn't have a lot of the skills it takes to make this business successful, so I had to learn. And that's something that if you're listening and you're a newer coach and you haven't had a whole lot of success yet, you can't expect to hit the ground running. There are lots of things that you have to learn and a lot of things that you have to practice and a lot of areas where you're going to have to fail first and be awkward, and you know, all so that you can learn better skills and build up some momentum and build a network and learn how to build a network and learn how to engage with other people and learn how to communicate better and learn how to become a better leader. All these things are so learnable. So if you're not having success yet, it's probably only because you haven't been doing this long enough yet and consistently enough yet. I know when I first joined, and you know, your first few months are always the toughest, and I kept thinking, well, okay, I'm working really hard at this on top of my full-time job and on top of being a mom, and things aren't really taking off yet. And so part of me just said, okay, just relax. It is going, you know, what you're doing is working. People are going to start listening. People are going to start caring about fitness. I kept telling myself on the one hand that was going to happen. On the other hand, I kept thinking, maybe there's a secret. Maybe there's something I'm missing. But the only thing that I really was missing was time. I just needed to give it more time. I just needed to not give up. And fortunately, I learned at an early age that if there's one thing that I can do, it's I can just be sure to not give up. Just be sure to keep tweaking things and trying and not give up. That I can decide to have that work ethic. I can decide to have that discipline. And that with that, success will come. Success will follow. So with that, I'm going to jump into the topic of how to invite, and I've got three main takeaways. And number one is how to reach more people. And number two is learn when and how to ask or invite people to your challenge group or your business opportunity. And learn third, how to follow up and what to expect. Those are the three main areas I'm going to go over today. But like I was saying in the beginning, this is a big, scary topic, and one of the reasons it's scary to invite is because we have all this fear of judgment, fear of rejection. Also, when you're a new coach, it's a little tougher because your market isn't that big yet, and so your pool of people to invite is a little bit smaller than someone who's been doing this for a year or two. So that gets a little bit more scary. Plus, you'll have some friends and family members who are not supportive, who are skeptical, and that's tough to deal with. These are all things that I've had to deal with, that every successful coach has had to deal with. You just have to learn how to see beyond those issues and those problems. You have to, of course, start with the people you know, because that's all you can start with. People don't buy from you or join you on your team or in your challenge group until they know, like, and trust you. So you do need to make that list of everyone you know, 100 to 200 or 300 people, and really jog your memory, because we have social media now, so we have access to everyone in the United States and Canada. So don't just think of your inner circle of people, the people you see each day. If, you know, I'm a total homebody, so that was part of my fear, is that, you know, I'm not Miss Social Butterfly. I'm not, you know, striking up conversation with every other person I meet. I'm much more of a shy person. But we have social media, and if you can just make a list of everyone you know and learn to start connecting with people that you know, there will be some people that you know, like, and trust you, who have an interest or have a need in what you have to offer. So you just have to make that a priority, to make a list and start connecting and start building those relationships. Now, I know we say building relationships a lot, and sometimes I wonder if everyone knows what that means. Building a relationship means keeping conversation going. And, of course, it has to be with people that you actually like. So it can't be forced. It has to be genuine. You have to, you know, kind of make an effort to learn more about people. I try to not leave a message without asking a question at the end, like, by the way, how's work? Or, by the way, how are the kids? And that's how you learn more about people. And over time, so not just in one or two messages, but over time, you start to understand what their needs, wants, and their life situation is right now, so that you can help them. That is always the goal, to reach more people, make more friends, make more connections, so that you have more people to help. It's not to just take a small inner circle of people that you know and try and convince them that they need your help. Okay, so let me jump into creating hype and reaching more people, my first big point. First of all, you need to understand that there has to be repeated messaging. And so I am talking about social media because honestly, that is, I believe, the best and fastest way to grow your business. And some of you might be thinking, well, I'm just not good at social media. Well, I don't know if anyone is at first. I don't know anyone who is at first. It's something you have to learn. It's something you have to, you know, watch the trainings on YouTube or, you know, Shalene has some great stuff on her Build Your Tribe podcast. It's free. You have to learn how to use social media to reach more people, and you've got to practice it. It's something that takes practice. It is a little tricky to kind of figure out, but you won't get better at it until you start doing it. You start to learn that there are certain posts that get more traction and get more eyes, and that's what you need. You need more exposure to what you have to offer and who you are, and you need it to be repeated, consistent messaging. Now, does that mean that all of your posts need to be about fitness? No, it does not mean that. It does not mean that all your posts need to be about fitness and nutrition. A lot of my coaches will sometimes misinterpret when I say repeated messaging or consistency on Facebook, posting consistently, they'll interpret that to mean that they need to post all about fitness and nutrition, and they're like, my friends and family would block me. They would be so upset or they would be so annoyed. Well, I don't mean post all about fitness, health, and nutrition on your personal page. I mean that your messaging needs to be consistent, that you need to, now that you're a coach, treat Facebook a little bit differently. You now have a voice with a purpose behind it. And so your posts need to count. Each post needs to count. Never post just a post just to get something up there and to say, okay, fine, I posted at least once today. Make sure your posts count. They need to inspire, or they need to engage people. They need to make people think. They need to be, you know, surveying your friends and family about something. Each post needs to count. So, you know, I just have to give you a quick example. I recently went to a couple of different coaches, one who was really complaining about not having success in her business and you know, people kind of flaking on her and you know, that kind of a thing, which I hear a lot. And then another coach about the same age, about the same, you know, a lot of similarities and had been in the business a little bit longer. And I went to her wall and I looked at her posts. And she, by the way, is having great success and has a great attitude about it. And their two walls look totally different. Totally different. The one, her posts were very, each post had something helpful to offer, something inspiring, something funny. It was just very consistent. You could very clearly see that she is a positive person wanting to help other people and that she's not all about herself, but that she's just really wanting to help other people with everything she does, no matter how random it is. It was always about other people, whereas the other person's wall was more inconsistent. You would see some posts every now and then weaved in like that, but then the other posts were just, you know, random people drinking and out at dinner and partying and silly faces, and it was not consistent messaging at all. Now, don't get me wrong, you know, everyone does that prior to becoming a coach. There's a little bit of that going on, but once you become a coach, you do have to change the way that you are putting yourself out there and the way that you're communicating. You have a bigger responsibility now. There's no doubt about it. So that point right there under reaching more people is just making sure that your social media posts are working for you and that you're actually practicing best practices with that. And then creating Facebook events. That's a great way, you know, make it a party, have people click going if they want more information, and then do updates on your Facebook event each day before they have to, you know, before the deadline of, you know, getting in on your challenge group or your Coach Basics group or whatever it may be. Another one, if you have a like page, is to do Facebook ads. Facebook ads have been really, really incredibly effective for coaches to reach their target markets. And you really have to be careful. And the first time that you do your Facebook ad, you might not get it right, but you have to be careful about who you're choosing as your target market, because you can really narrow it down. And like I said, you might not get it right the first time, but definitely investing in Facebook ads is a really, really good way to go. You can promote your page. You can have click right through to, you know, an application to be in your next challenge group or to be on your team. There's so many different things you can do. And fortunately, creating a like page is free and it's pretty simple to do. and doing a Facebook ad, you might be thinking, well, I'm not making money in my business yet. I can't really do that. But this is something that does pay off, doing Facebook ads. And you get to set a budget. It can be a very small budget. And you can cancel it. You don't have to keep that ad running. The other thing is you want to create value and a reason to act now versus later. So when you're doing your inviting, you want to have things that show or demonstrate value, like offer an incentive for purchasing by a certain date. Maybe you're going to offer that you'll give a gift card, or that you have a team tank top to give them, or a book or something. So do something of value that they get for joining you or joining your challenge group or joining your team. Of course, there's a limit on that. I believe it's like a $25 limit. Promote something special with your challenge group. Again, this is creating value. Maybe you're co-hosting your challenge group with a personal trainer or a nutritionist, or maybe with your Coach Basics group. When you are promoting your Coach Basics group, you say you're going to get this, this, and this if you join this Coach Basic group. So again, creating value so that people say, okay, this is something where I'm not only going to get the product, or I'm not only going to get the ability to have my own business, but I'm going to get this, this, and this at the same time. So it's creating value, but then you also have to attach to that a sense of urgency. So attach to it a deadline, or that you have limited space, but definitely explain why. In your private messaging why you have this deadline, because if they don't order by a certain date, they won't have it in time, and you really want them to start day one, with the rest of the group. Make sure that in your communications you're using lots of smiley faces, and you're using complete sentences. I know you're probably like, duh. But no, seriously, I see a lot of messages that it looks like the communications are really just a quick text. And that just kind of gives people the impression that you don't have a lot of time for them. So make sure that when you're messaging people that you're using smiley faces, you're using professionalism and complete sentences, because all of those things matter. They really do matter. And then again, along with reaching more people, still on this point, you can use Pinterest. Pinterest is a great way to link your pictures to a challenge group or a Coach Basics invite. Again, that's another thing that Shalene, I know, went over in a recent podcast, specifically on Pinterest. Okay, so I'm going to go into the second topic of learning when and how to ask or invite people to a challenge group or to your Coach Basics group. Number one, you have to position yourself as a fitness and business startup consultant. Okay, let me say that again. You have to be positioning yourself as a fitness consultant and a business startup consultant. And what do good consultants do? They ask a lot of questions. They take time building the relationship. You know, a lot of times in the business, I think that there's all this pressure, like you want to hit the ground running, and you want to speed up to do something. You want to see success fast. You want to be one of those rock stars who hit the ground running. But what you really need to do is hit the ground running as far as, getting yourself out there and meeting new people. But you want to slow down when it comes to building the relationships, okay, asking more questions and learning more about other people. Now, that doesn't mean you jam an entire message with a bunch of different questions. It just means let it take time. It can take weeks. It can take months to build relationships. Don't try and speed up that process, because that has to be genuine, that has to be real. And so if you're positioning yourself as a fitness and business startup consultant, you're asking lots of questions, because what you have to do is you have to get that other person to a point where they have said something in terms of what their problems are or what their issues are or what their goals are, what their needs are. That takes time to get to that point where all of that comes out. It doesn't necessarily come out in your first message to them. When you ask someone, hey, how's it going? How's school or whatever? They may come back with, everything's fine, everything's great. That's kind of everyone's initial reaction to everything. I'm fine, I'm great. But you take it a little bit further. Oh, by the way, how was this? In the next message. So it could take over the course of 6, 7, 8 messages, or like I said, weeks or months. Let that happen, but just be very, very, very in tune with what they're saying, and really kind of sometimes having to read between the lines with what some of their underlying issues are, things that are stressing them out, whether it be lack of energy or their health or lack of motivation in their life or, you know, commuting too far, not getting enough sleep. All these things, we have solutions in our business. Our programs and our business opportunity have solutions to all of these things. So you have to be really, really in tune with what they're saying. And that's one of the reasons why I like social media, is because I can read a message and then read it again and read it again and read it again. And go, oh, okay, I see what they're saying here. You know, I see what the problem is. And then I can more effectively address their problems and suggest solutions. But if it's very clear that I'm not really listening to them, I'm not really listening to what the underlying problem is, and I'm just jumping to what I want their solution to be, that turns people off, and they can sense it a mile away. It makes me come across as being needy and desperate. In the book GoPro, which I absolutely love, one of the things he says, and I don't probably have it quoted exactly, but he says something like, amateurs want to get people. They're trying to get people. Whereas successful people are trying to help people. They truly are trying to help people. And by doing so, they're asking more questions. The people who are successful in the business tend to have like a good posture, the way that they carry themselves, and they ask really good questions. And they don't give the other person this feeling that they're desperate or that they're being sold to, because people do not like that feeling. They don't want to feel like they're being sold to. And the people who are successful are people who are constantly expanding their network. If you're always just relying on those same, you know, five people or whatever who you thought would be interested in the business or you thought would be interested in a product or program, you're going to come up short, definitely, in the business. You have to be expanding your network always. There's thousands and thousands of people on social media, on Facebook, on Pinterest, on YouTube, from blogging, on Instagram, you name it. They are out there, and there are thousands and thousands of more people who are going to buy products and join as a coach in the next few months and in the next year. It's just a matter of who is getting themselves out there and who isn't. The other thing you have to learn when it comes to learning when and how to ask or invite is that, like I said, you know, learning when to ask, that's something a lot of my coaches will ask is, you know, when do I ask? I know this person who would make a great coach, or I know this person who would like to join, I think would like to join my challenge group. You know, when is the right time to ask? Again, it goes back to having those, doing the legwork to have those conversations prior to asking. You know, the process of inviting is a process. It's not just one thing. So you have to do that legwork in advance of asking the questions so that once you know what their problem is or what their goal is or what their situation is, then it makes complete sense for your next message to say, well, given what you said, have you ever considered doing X, whether it be, you know, the coaching business or PIO, you know, but you're saying it as a possible solution to whatever goal or problem they just mentioned. So it's not out of the blue, because that can come across as salesy. It's in response to something they just said. The other thing is, you have to detach yourself from the outcome of the invite. There are so many factors that are out of your control. You have to stop thinking that they're not responding because of the way you said it, or they're not responding the way you wanted them to because they don't trust you or whatever. You can't just beat yourself up. There are a lot of things that are out of your control. People are busy. Not everyone even checks their inbox messages very frequently. And you just have to make it your role to ask people if they've ever considered it, and let the conversation flow from there, and move on and ask more people and meet more people. Just keep moving forward. Don't let yourself get caught up in the no's, because those no's, the people who have said no, you know, I wouldn't be interested because of this, that, or the other thing, or who seem really skeptical or standoffish, they will come around later most of the time. Okay, they truly aren't no's. You've heard this before, but they're usually really, they're just a not right now. That's what they are. They're not really no's. Those people usually in time, once they've seen your consistent messaging, if you're being consistent, working on yourself, and they're seeing that these things work, the business works, the products work, they come around, they come back, and they message you. It just blows your mind. But I'm telling you, it happens. So you have to just stay consistent and not emotionally attach yourself to what their outcome is going to be. And, you know, if you're just asking them if they've ever considered using this or that, you're not being pushy. You're not saying, you need to join me, or you need to try this, or you need to do this. You're not telling them what to do. You're just simply asking, have you ever considered? So there's really no rejection that could even come of that, because all you're asking is if they've thought of something. You're not asking them to do something. You're asking if they have ever thought of something. Now, the other thing I want to say is, if you're requiring a purchase, make sure that you say that up front. Now, I know some do and some don't. I personally like to say it up front. You know, if I'm going to require a purchase, that way, you know, and I'll say, this is a compliment. This challenge group is a complimentary service for those who invest in a product or program. So I'll say something like, it's a complimentary service for. That way, they know that there is an investment involved. You know, and whether you say that in a post or you say it in an inbox private message, just so that, you know, you have a good feel for, are people going to be felt like they're being misled? You know, think about how you would want this approached. How do you like people to treat you? What would, if you were on the other end of the computer, or you were on the other end of that conversation, what would you want to hear? What would make you feel comfortable? So really, really think about that. Make sure that you're being really thorough, so that no one ever feels like they're being misled, because then you'll lose trust. Another tip is not to give more information than was asked for. You want to talk less and listen more. Don't be too quick to give out your link. In fact, I never give out my retail link until someone specifically says, okay, great, where do I buy it? They specifically have now asked me for the link. And then the other thing you want to realize is, you have to gain a lot of interest when it comes to doing your challenge groups, and you really got to plan ahead so that you've given yourself a good 1 or 2 weeks of promoting your challenge group, so that you can have a good 15 to 20 people, or maybe even 30 people, who are showing some type of interest. And from there, you're working with all those people, asking them what their goals are and asking the right questions. And from there, a certain small percentage of them will commit. And the rest of them are the not right nows that you will just ask, hey, can I put you on a list to be contacted regarding the next one, since this one didn't work out? By the way, I'm still going to help you, you know, with your goals in the meantime. And again, having a deadline to order if a purchase is required. And lastly, I want to go over follow-ups. Learn how to follow up and what to expect. All the magic happens in the follow-up conversations. So if you find that you're continually putting out invites to challenge group or coach basics group or joining your team or whatever, and you're not getting any action, I can almost guarantee it's in your follow-up that you're lacking the follow-up conversations, or you're actually lacking a list of who to follow up with. You don't know who to follow up with because you haven't been tracking who you've been asking. You've just been assuming that it's easier and that people that you ask end up joining eventually, but they don't. You have to have those follow-up conversations. You have to. And once that deadline arrives, let's say you had a deadline for your challenge group, your coach basics group or whatever, you do have to do follow-up messages at that point and extend your deadline. I have a lot of coaches that will say, Janelle, my challenge group starts, you know, in 2 days and I don't have anyone who has purchased yet. I have that all the time. What gets people to finally make that purchase or finally join or whatever are the follow-up messages and say, hey, I had you on the list. Did you want me to take you off, or did you need an extra day? That follow-up question, because people just get busy. That's all it is. And so to not have anyone that's, you know, purchased when you had 10 people who were interested, that's normal. That just means you haven't done your follow-ups yet. And I usually extend the deadline by a day. And for those who don't commit to purchase or join your team, continue to help them and conversate with them, obviously, if you like them, and ask if they want to be notified for the next one, the next Coach Basics group, or the next sneak peek into coaching, or the next challenge group. And just make sure that you realize that, you know, like I said in the beginning, I wasn't all about doing this. I wasn't at all, and most of you probably weren't either. So put yourself back in their shoes. And then when the time is right later on, just say, hey, by the way, how is X going for you? X being, maybe they said, I'm not going to join your challenge group because I'm going to join a gym. How's the gym going for you? Get back into that conversation at some point when the time is right. And that's where things may change. Or let's say they decided to, join a different network marketing company instead of yours or something like that. Then, you know, a little while later after you've been conversating, maybe this is months later or whatever, by the way, how's that going for you? You know, just follow up with that kind of thing to get back in that conversation. Those people should never come off your list unless you just don't like them anymore. Now, you cannot say, I just have to say one of my pet peeves, it's like nails on a chalkboard when I hear a newer coach say, I'm just not going to be good at this business because I've you know, been doing this for a month or two and I'm just not having good results. That's just not enough time. A few months of working the business, working this consistently, and then saying you're not good at this, it's just a silly statement. Everything in this business stems from a foundation of learning new skills and building relationships, you know, connecting with people you've already known for years and meeting new people. And then from there, gaining some momentum. That's one thing, definitely, when I was new in the business, I didn't have any momentum yet. No one does in the beginning, usually. Or maybe you have a little spurt, but then it kind of dries out and you're waiting for that big, long-lasting momentum. I didn't have that. And most people don't have a long-lasting momentum in the beginning. So you have to keep going. You have so much more to learn and so many more people to help. You haven't even started your potential with this business until you've been doing the right activities consistently for months. So do not give up. This business is just too amazing for you to pass up. So get with your partner, your Fall Classics partner, make a to-do list, you know, decide that you're going to do a Facebook event, decide you're going to, you know, try a Facebook ad together, put your heads together and do some brainstorming and figure out what your goals are going to be for today and this week and the rest of this Fall Classic, and you will find that your business will start to soar. And with that, Jeff, I'll hand it back to you.
Wow, Janelle, thank you so much. Coaches, there was a whole summit presentation right there over the last few minutes. It was outstanding. And I hope that this is definitely one where you will go back and break this down, because there were so many nuggets. And I hopefully what you heard from this is there is a process of inviting, and there is a skill set of inviting. It may be the most important thing that Janelle said at the very, very end was, to be successful, you have to engage in the right activities for months. This is a skill set. This is a learned trait. You may have the passion. You may have inherent talent. You may have all of those pieces, but you've got to turn it into a skill set. And really what Janelle did such a phenomenal job of doing was breaking it down. So Janelle, thank you so much for your insights. You obviously know what you're talking about, because the proof's in the pudding. Your business has been so, so successful and so rewarding, and you've helped so many other people develop these skill sets and grow phenomenal businesses. So I just really, really do appreciate you being willing to share all this, just a goldmine of information.
Thank you. It was definitely my pleasure, and I really thank everyone for being on the call today and listening.
Well, it's, you know what, great, great information. Coaches, you know, I started the call by just saying success leaves clues. And the clues are in these hard nuggets that you take and you learn from. I just end with this. I was reading just some stuff about John Wooden. Many of you may know who John Wooden is, one of the most successful NCAA basketball coaches of all time, coached at UCLA. During one 12-year period, he won 10 NCAA championships. One of the things he told his coaches was this: when you go to bed at night, I want you to dream about cutting down the nets. And, you know, I don't know what your dreams are, coaches, what the nets look like, but you do have to firmly have that in the back of your mind. But that's got to be the thing you're going for. But then the pathway to that is learning these skill sets. And the most critical skill set you can earn is learning to invite and to follow up, just as Janelle outlined it so eloquently today. So coaches, hopefully you'll go back and spend another 15, 20 minutes listening to this call, writing down those pieces that you need to grow on, and then go apply it today, apply it tomorrow to your Fall Classics team and really learn from that. And as she said, continue to engage in the right activity for months. That's where the rewards will be. So with that, thank you again, Janelle. And Sandy, I'll turn it over to you.
Yeah, thank you. And thank you so much, Janelle. You just warm my heart, I tell you, because when I listen to these calls, I listen to it as like a producer to make sure that the call goes off without a hitch, everybody can hear it, and I really listen with the producer hat. But today, I kind of laid back and put on a coach hat, and I thought, if there is any call of the whole year that new coaches should tap into to get the exact, you know, prescription of how to invite, that was this call. If Janelle, are you still on?
Yes, and that means the world to me. Thank you so much.
I'm telling you, Janelle, that was so wonderful. And even though, you know, it went over time, I don't care because this is a call that people should listen to again. I couldn't even take notes fast enough because there were so many gems. And I was like, new coaches should absolutely tune into this again. So
thank you,
Janelle. And I want to give everybody the replay number. I'll put it up in about less than an hour. It's 832-225-5065. Make it a great day and a great fall classic. Bye-bye, everybody.